If a person has, let's say, 15 mezuzahs on the doorways of his home, and it comes time to have them checked by a cipher, he removes them and he gives it to the cipher to have it checked. When he replaces the mezuzah on the doorways, does he need to make a new bracha when affixing the mezuzah again to the doorway if the mezuzahs are not being placed on the exact same doorway that they were removed from? That is the shaila. If you have, let's say, 15 mezuzahs that were removed, and you're replacing them on the same house with the same mezuzahs, just not exactly on the same doorway that it was originally on, do you make a new bracha upon being kaveh the mezuzah again or not? So, when it comes to, let's say, removing a mezuzah to have it checked, and then putting it back in the same spot, in the same doorway, that many paiskim have the following chilik, and many paiskim say that if you're replacing them that day, you don't make a bracha, and if you're replacing them a different day, if the house was, let's say, overnight without a mezuzah, and you're replacing them the next day, then you do make a bracha. That's how many paiskim distinguish when it comes to replacing mezuzah on the same doorpost. But let's not discuss that shaila, and let's discuss the shaila of replacing the mezuzahs on different doorways, and then we'll take on the assumption that you're doing it the same day. So you don't get involved in the shaila overnight with the Hesach Hadas. Let's say you're replacing it the same day, but it's on the different doorways. Do you need a new bracha upon affixing the mezuzah a second time if it's not on the same doorway as it was initially on or not? That is the shaila. So this is actually a very interesting machlekes paiskim. One line of thinking, one mahalich, how to approach the shaila, is the approach of the Marshag, Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. And they hold that you don't make a bracha. Now, what's the pshat? Why shouldn't you make a bracha? So the Marshag, Shtel Su, a shita of the Beis Meir that's brought down in the Mishneh Berurah in Shaar Tzion in Hilchos Sukkah. There, Shaar Tzion in Tofresh Lamed Tes brings down a very interesting machlekes between the Magen Avraham and the Beis Meir. If, let's say, you're in the middle of having your Suda on Sukkos in one Sukkah, and you want to continue the meal, let's say it's in the middle of a bread meal, and you want to continue that meal in a different Sukkah. So you made the bracha of yeshivas on the sitting in the sukkah, leishibah sukkah, in the first sukkah. And you want to know, when you continue to eat the meal in a different sukkah, you need to make a new bracha of leishibah sukkah in the second sukkah. That's your shaila. In other words, you don't make a new bracha of hamaitzi, you had das, it was lechatchila, that the issue is not the hamaitzi, the issue is not shini mokum in hilchas brachas. The issue is the shini mokum in birchas hamitzvah. In the bracha of Leishiv Basukah, do you make a new bracha of Leishiv Basukah upon continuing your eating session in the second sukkah? So this is a machlekes between the Magen Avraham and the Beis Meir. The Magen Avraham holds you do make a bracha, and the Beis Meir holds you don't make a bracha. How does the Mishneh Berurah paskin? He says that lechatchila you should be makbid, and you shouldn't leave the sukkah while you're in the middle of a meal, because you should be chayshish for the Magen Avraham, but he says that push comes to shove, you should be chayshish for the sheet of the Beis Meir, and you should not make a new bracha of leishir basukkah when entering the second sukkah. Now, what's pshat in this Beis Meir? L'chayra, it's a new mitzvah. You're being mekayim a new mitzvah, you shouldn't have to make a new birchas mitzvah. You should have to make a new bracha of leishir basukkah upon continuing to eat in the second sukkah. What's pshat that according to the Beis Meir, after making a leishev in the first sukkah, you don't make a leishev in the second sukkah? Zok the Beis Meir. When you look at the bracha on leishev besukkah upon eating in a sukkah, what's the nature of the mechayev of this bracha? Is it the fact that this particular sukkah is a new mechayev of the bracha? Or no? There's no specific sukkah that's like a chefsa the mitzvah. There's no chefsa the mitzvah of a sukkah that when you make a new entry into a sukkah, it's a new mechayev, because it's a new chefsa the mitzvah, and it's mechayev a new bracha. No. The mechayev is achilas achila in a sukkah, the eating process, the eating session that you have in a sukkah, that's the machayev of a bracha of leisha basukkah. It's not the sukkah per se, that each sukkah is a new machayev. No, there's one machayev of achila in a sukkah, and it makes absolutely no difference which sukkah you're eating in. That's not germane to your bracha. What's germane is the achila. And since you're continuing your eating session in the second sukkah, even though it's a new sukkah, it's not a new mechayev for a bracha, since it's not a new mitzvah. It's not a cheftz of the mitzvah, the sukkah. The cheftz of the mitzvah is being in an environment of a sukkah. The eating that takes place in the environment of a sukkah is mechayev a bracha. And since it's one eating, you're just continuing it in the second sukkah, you don't make a bracha of leishiv a sukkah according to the Beis Meir. That is the shita of the Beis Meir. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman and the other Paiskim shtel this suit to a very important distinction when it comes to the mitzvah of talis. We know that if you have a four-cornered beged, four-cornered talis, you have to put on tzitzis on the beged. What if you have two talisin, then avada, you have to put on tzitzis on both of the garments. Why? Because each beged is a chefs of the mitzvah. Each beged engenders a new chiyuv of tzitzis. So there's a new mechayiv mitzad each beged to place tzitzis on the four corners of that beged. That's the halacha. Memela, if let's say I have one beged of tzitzis on me, I make a bracha. And then I put a second garment on me, a second pair of tzitzis on me, I make a second bracha. I already made a first bracha. Third says, there's a new mechayiv here. The new mechayiv is the new beged, and that engenders a new chiyuv to make a bracha. And that's why I make a second bracha upon donning the second talis, even though I already made a bracha on the first one. Azoy zog the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the distinction between sukkah and talis. By talis, each talis is engendering a new chiyuv. It's a mechayiv. It's a new chefsa the mitzvah. Each talis is mechayiv a new bracha because it's a new mitzvah, and therefore I need a separate bracha for each talis. Sukkah is not a new mechayiv for each sukkah. The mitzvah is when you eat in a sukkah, the achila in a sukkah is mechayev a bracha because it's a new mitzvah. Memela, each time you eat in a sukkah, it's a new bracha. But since you're continuing the eating session in the second sukkah, there is no new bracha. For instance, if let's say you have one garment of a talis, you have one talis, and you have tzitzis that you placed on the talis, and you made a bracha when you placed the tzitzis on the four corners of the talis. Now you go ahead and you remove the tzitzis from the garment, and you put on a new pair of tzitzis on the garment. Do you make a new bracha? The answer is no. Why? Because there's no new mechayiv. The mechayiv is the talis, and the talis already had a bracha. You're just switching the tzitzis. Since the talis is the mechayiv of the bracha, because it's a new chefza, it's one chefza of the mitzvah, and this chefza of the mitzvah already had a bracha, so if let's say you're replacing tzitzis on one beged, you don't make a new bracha. Mashenkin, if let's say you're moving tzitzis from one beged to a different beged, and you're wearing a new beged, you do make a new bracha. Because the beged is the mechayiv in the bracha, and now you're switching begadim, so you need a new bracha. But if it's one beged, and you're just transferring tzitzis, and you're switching one pair of tzitzis, and now you're putting a different pair of tzitzis on this beged, you don't need a new bracha. Because the beged is the mechayiv of the bracha, and you already made the bracha on this beged. Memela, Dr. Marshag, that is the reason why a person, when replacing the mezuzahs, getting back to our shaila about the mezuzahs, you took 15 mezuzahs, you gave them to a sefer, he checked them, he gave them back to you, and you're replacing them, and you don't put it on the same doorways that it came from. Do you make a new bracha or not? Zok de Marshag, we can compare this to the Beis Meir, and just like the Beis Meir says that by sukkah you don't make a new bracha. Why? Because the sukkah is not the chefs of the mitzvah. It's rather the achila in the sukkah, and the achila is one achila. You already made a bracha on the first sukkah, so you don't make a second bracha on the second sukkah. The mela, says the Marshag, so too, in this case, by mezuzah, you don't make a second bracha. Why? What's the mechayiv? The mechayiv is the doorpost. The mitzvah is make a bracha when putting on a mezuzah on this doorpost. The mechayiv is the doorpost. And since it's like one beged, it's like one talis that you're just replacing the tzitzis, you don't make a new bracha, because the mechayiv of the bracha is the talis, and it's the same talis. So to over here, this doorway, you're just replacing the mezuzah. It's like replacing tzitzis on the same talis. Since you're replacing mezuzahs on the same doorway, there's no new bracha, since the mechayiv is still here, and you already made a bracha on the first affixing of the mezuzah. And that's the Shita Marshag. Reb Moshe and Reb Yashiv also held the Shvas Yitzchak brings down from Reb Yashiv, and the Reb Aaron Felder brings down from Reb Moshe, that they also held that you don't make a bracha upon replacing the mezuzahs, even though it's not on the same doorway. However, many Paiskim disagree, and many Paiskim hold that you do make a bracha, and Mestama, even Rav Paiskim, hold that you do make a bracha. The Sefer Eshkol holds you make a bracha, and that's a Rishon. And the Das K'toshim, the Bechasher, held that you do make a bracha. The Stipler says that the Minagoylam is to make a bracha. Many Paiskim hold that you do make a bracha. Now, what's their lumdus? Their lumdus, L'chaira, is the following lumdus. They say that you really have to know what the geder of the mitzvah of mezuzah is. What's the mechayev of mezuzah? The mechayev, they say, is not the fact that there's a doorpost that has to have a mezuzah placed on it. That if that was the cheftz of the mitzvah, that was the mechayev of the mitzvah, then in a chanami, since it's like one talis just replacing the tzitzis, and over here also it's like one doorpost that you're replacing a mezuzah, then in the chanami you wouldn't make a new bracha or upon replacing a new mezuzah. However, that's not the geder, say these poskim. Rather, the geder by mezuzah is that the maisa kvias mezuzah is the mechayiv of the bracha, is the mechayiv of the mitzvah. When you are affixing a mezuzah to a doorpost, that's the mechayiv of a bracha. It's not the cheftz of the mitzvah, the doorway, that's in the mechayiv of the bracha. Rather, it's the kvias mezuzah. And since it's a new kvias mezuzah, it's like a new ma'isa mitzvah. And therefore, since it's like a new ma'isa mitzvah, there's a new bracha that you have to recite upon putting a new mezuzah in the doorpost. On the doorpost. That is the sheet of the Das K'toshim, the Stipler, the Eshkol, and many others. And they hold that, no, it's not pshat that the mechayiv is similar to the mechayiv of talis, that the talis is a mechayiv. And therefore, if I replace tzitzis on one talis, you don't make a new bracha. No, that's not the var. The mechayiv is the maisa kviyas mezuzah. And since it's a new maisa kviyas mezuzah, memela, you make a new bracha. Because it's a new maisa mitzvah, and therefore we don't look at the fact that it's one doorway and the doorway is the mechayiv. No, the doorway is not the mechayiv of the bracha. The mechayiv is the maisa kviyas mezuzah, and since it's a new maisa kviyas mezuzah, it's a new mezuzah that you're putting onto the mezuzah, onto the doorway. Memela, you do not assume that it's comparable to the case of the Beis Meir. Rather, it's a different scenario. The nature of the mitzvah is different than the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. And in this case, you in fact would make a bracha upon putting a new mezuzah on the doorpost.